You know, ladies and gentlemen, on the RAN network, many people have accused us of being these hardcore MAGA-like conservatives. And I think over time, we've started to prove to people that we're not MAGAs and we're not total haters. We just see it as, we call it as we see it because sometimes both sides can prove how dumb they are and the chase for that vote matters more than you and me. And on today's rant, we're going to pick on liberal-leaning folk. Hi, everybody. I'm back in Montreal. He's Stuart Brisgell. I'm David Solomon. This is The Rant Network, where we dive in every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern, unfiltered issues spanning the news, pop culture, politics, and so much more. This unedited, unfiltered rant dives into the absurdities of today because we think that people are absolutely freaking nuts lately. So we keep it real here at The Network. So ladies and gentlemen, sit back and take in and absorb what we're about to provide you as information on what we see as today's big problem, the liberals. So I use the word liberal, not Democrat, for a reason. Because in today's society, liberal ties into Democrats, and in Canada, small liberal equates to large liberal. And for some reason, in order to chase the vote, the liberals of America and Canada, the Democratic Party, whatever you want to call it, have decided that the further left that they can go, the more they can spend your money, the more they can convince you that life is good, you'll vote for them, especially this November. So, Stuart, this is a shock, but you believe that people should vote for Joe Biden. Share us your reasons why Joe Biden would be your candidate, Stuart.
Well, I would say let's start off with our illustrious Tlaib, the squad queen.
No, she's
the princess. I think every member of Congress should promote the chanting "Death to America." I think that is the most stellar comment that we should vote for Joe Biden. He absolutely wants more Tlaibs in his party. He supports her. The vice president supports her. I think you should support someone chanting in the halls, "Death to America." I think it's a beautiful concept, and that's why you should vote for Joe Biden. I think that abortion should be allowed up until the second you push it out of the womb. I think abortion's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I think that you should not have any choices except to do whatever the hell you want, whenever the hell you want. I think abortion should be a form of birth control. I think we should encourage young people to get knocked up and taxpayers to pay for abortions instead of buying condoms. I think we should destroy the condom industry. I think we should no longer have it. The only form of contraception should be abortions. I got another one. That's why you should vote for Joe Biden. I think everyone that isn't a natural born citizen, everyone should get a debit card at your expense. I think they should all live in nice hotels. And I think they should get all free education, 3 square meals a day that have to be good. I think they should get bus tickets, cell phones, all over. Anyone who's not a natural born citizen. I think that's another reason why you should vote for Joe Biden. Listen, gay, straight. I was at a Madonna concert. I really personally don't care. However, if you're straight or you're gay, you should vote for Joe Biden for ripping apart the entire fabric of society. What do I mean by that? I think we should encourage minor children to go under medical treatment to make themselves look like donkeys, to look like pigs. I think we should allow minor children to have facial mutilation to make them look like putty cats. And that's why you should vote for Joe Biden. I can even go further that spying on your neighbor's bedroom is a great thing. I think, David, you should be able to look into your new next-door neighbor's bedroom and watch what's going on, because there shouldn't be any privacy. And that's why you should vote for Joe Biden. I think the liberty of being able to have a normal conversation should be made illegal. I think any discord toward government should be made illegal. And that's why you should vote for Joe Biden. Because I cannot, for the life of me, understand why anything else would be better. You know, I want to hate Jews. I want a river to the sea. I want to promote clipping the wings of a foreign government. That's why you should vote for Joe Biden. That's why you should support the Talibs of the world. That's why the AOCs you should support. That's why you should tender your vote for Joe Biden. You know, I like paying $30 for a bag of potato chips. And that's another reason why you should vote for Joe Biden. But I got the biggest one of all. I think there shouldn't even be a minimum wage. I think we should give free housing, free food, free entertainment, free airline tickets, free trips. I think you should be allowed to take anything you want. I think everyone should have Hermes shoes. Everyone should have Chanel bags. Guys, we should have all the supercars in the world we ever wanted to have. We should all live in penthouses. And that's why you should vote for Joe Biden. I mean, I don't think anyone that went to a post-secondary education should ever have to pay for school. I think the academic system should be torn from limb to limb and everything should be free. In fact, you know what? I think politicians should get paid more money and last forever, elect forever. I don't think a politician should ever have to run for office again. That's why you should vote for Joe Biden. David, I've spent the last half this rant telling you why you should vote for Joe Biden. Can you please explain to our listeners and viewers why this is the best idea in the world?
Well, listen, I think the Democratic Party and it is just, you know, big surprise. They love the idea that socialism has just kind of penetrated their party, and it's so attractive. Think about it. I can work less. I can make. They're going to give me more. Wow, that's incredible. You know, Stuart, for me, what I find fascinating is that Democratic Party continues to focus on the most important issues that prevail in all of U.S. society. Now, I won't agree with you necessarily what you said about abortion 100%, but I think what they're trying to tell everybody is, please don't have to think anymore. The wonderful part of the Democratic Party is we'll think for you. And I think that Joe Biden and the rest of the party, you know, wants to help you to think, because it's hard to think today. It's hard to put food on the table. So we'll come up with these creative solutions to help you. You know, he didn't mention how wonderful it is that, you know, that we talked about in the last rant that, sure, Joe Biden loves the idea of raising your salary as a base, because that is going to solve the problem in government, and that will continue to pay for more programs. The government will help you. You don't have to think. And if you have a student loan, good news. You don't have to pay for it. We'll pay for it. And oh, by the way, you know, if you're a criminal, don't worry about it. You're not going to jail. If you go and you steal a bag of potato chips from a store, or if you go and you beat somebody up, don't worry about it. You don't have to go to jail. And I think that this is, and what you said at the beginning about the Rashida Tlaibs, that it's not just we don't like Jews. We don't want Jews. American. We don't care for our allies. The opposite. We're all about DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. So if you are one of us, you're very welcome. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it an arm-opening approach by the Democratic Party? Come on in. We're going to do all these things for you. And as long as you are part of, you check these boxes, Stuart, good news, you are very welcome. We love you.
So, David, the Democratic Party's platform, and now that we got rid of that, that was the initial rant, was absurdity. Let's understand what the Democratic or Liberal Party is all about. Fiscal policy, changing it to a way in which is no longer a democracy. Minimum wage, by the guise of raising the minimum wage, increasing the cost for those that actually can't afford it. Healthcare. You should be able
to
get.
Hold on, Stuart. Increasing minimum wage has an inflationary impact. We know that However, the counter to what you need to say here is, if you want to raise minimum wage, but you're not going to lower government spending, then you're creating a double inflationary problem.
Right. You head towards an inverted yield curve. But anyways, let me continue on. Healthcare should be free for all. You should be able to do anything you want to do. You see, in the United States, any emergency surgery to save your life is going to happen, regardless of whether you can afford it or have insurance, right? But you should be able to get all the plastic surgery for free. Education. You know what? It's for everyone. I agree. I think Harvard, Yale, Columbia, NYU should open their doors, open enrollment, and never charge again. Right?
Yeah, but Stuart,
I think that the smartest people in the world, David, should never be treated differently than the dumbest people in the world.
Listen, what are the absurdities that we didn't talk about? Okay, was that the Democrats don't believe anymore in meritocracy, and it's all about making it, you know, because of DEI, every facet of government, from the military, the educational system, should just take in everybody, and if they don't think it's fair, eliminate the process. And as a result, what we end up with is, you know, a Bobo system. We don't end up with a system that works.
100%, David. And then renewable energy. Listen, I own electric cars. I think that they actually are quite unique and quite amazing, but there's no infrastructure to actually run them. Unless you're rich, have your own charging station, and can do so. And you know what? Unfortunately, I think the Democratic Party believes the American dream is everyone should have their own everything, because otherwise, if they had to go out and earn it or had to go out and put it together and have it, they wouldn't be elected.
What you just described was the kibbutz. And at the end of the day,
good.
It's been completely debunked as humanity doesn't want everybody to have the same thing. Humanity wants a point of differentiation. So if you give everybody everything and you don't make them work for it, and we joked about it, and if you don't make them go and earn more or different, people aren't happy.
Well, in a democratic society, the strive to be better and the generation before is inherently been ingrained in us.
Correct.
But now, so let's go with, you know, we talked about, and I really apologize to all those about the abortion issues. I mean, I just had to, you know, run on this and give you this. But the Democratic Party and the liberals believe immigration. You should have no rights as an American. We should be giving
Americans. Not that Americans don't have rights. The opposite. You have voting rights. You have all these rights. What you're doing right now is you're giving what Americans have worked and Canadians have worked their lives for.
Yep.
At one point, most of us came to this country or your country or whatever in a legitimate fashion. Most of us pay taxes, go to school. Most people are contributors and growing society. And when you have a bunch of people come in scot-free to take what they want and get what they want, and nobody vets them,
and nobody checks their health care, and nobody checks to see if they're terrorists and whatever. And again, this is not a knock, please, on the folks at ICE, but like, guys, wake up.
Yeah, well, it's them following the directives of their bosses, and they don't want to get unemployed or get arrested. David, you know, unfortunately,
Stuart, one thing. Hold on. The one thing I want to talk to you about, like what you said about the abortions, and I want to stress this, and I heard what you said, and I know you were being cynical about it, but let me give everybody a little bit of a point here, and I know that Donald Trump announced that he wants the states to take care of abortion, and he's going to leave it at the states, and blah blah blah, but here's the catch for me. What Joe Biden and the Democrats, again, is to appeal to one side of the floor. Republicans are not much better, by the way. You know, the Republicans tend to lean to the pro-lifers, and the Democrats are leaning to abortionists. But there's no happy medium. You'll notice that there's no conversation about a medium. It's all or nothing. And you can't do that. And there are situations. I don't agree with no abortion, because if a woman is raped, she should have the option to abort. You know, and there are a few things like that. And then, you know, and I know it opens the Pandora's box to other conversations, but we need to have this conversation. What Democrats do very well is yell at you when you disagree with them, continue to shout you down, especially on abortion. And we saw that after Roe v. Wade was shot down. They misinform you about the realities of the constitutionality of it. And then they tell you every woman should be able to have an abortion regardless. And you know what? At one point, what you said was really apropos. Taxpayers should not be paying for your, you know, mistake. That, you know what? You went out. You didn't have protection. The state will pay. That's the problem. Helping, again, we don't need to make people think. We don't have to encourage people to think. The state will cover my mistake. It's a little bit exhausting.
You know, David, I wish the state paid for all the mistakes you made.
Including starting this rant with you? What?
Including starting this rant with me. All right, guys. David, time to wrap it up. We've got far over.
I know we've gone over time, but folks, I'm going to tell you something. And you again, you'll say it. You guys never do this on the Republicans. Hold on, people. We're coming with that too. But Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, Justin Trudeau, and the Liberal Party of Canada, what they both have in common is they're trying to dummy you down. I mean, realities are trying to dummy you down. Okay. To tell you, don't worry, you don't have to pay for tuition. Don't worry, you don't have to this. Don't even that. When a Bernie Sanders continues to preach that, don't worry, you should be getting universal health care just like in Canada, they're dumbing you down because they don't tell you that for everything that they want to provide you, there's a big, big hit behind it. Stuart, last word to you, my friend.
David, my last word is have a great weekend.
Folks, listen, thanks so much for joining us today on The Rant Network. Again, we deal with the absurdity of today, and we are quite balanced here, folks. So wait till we hit on the Republicans and the conservatives. But we'll be back here on Monday. We'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll be back again on Friday. We do this. We publish every noon Eastern. And by the way, folks, you can catch us on YouTube. You can catch us on our website, therantnetwork.com, social media. We're everywhere. So please, if you see us anywhere, share us. Talk to your friends about us. And oh, by the way, last night, Stuart, I got a compliment saying, you know what? Keep it going. You guys are the only ones really pushing the real narratives. They're by debunking media, by debunking so much of that stuff. So we love when you hear from you. We love your perspectives, positive or negative. Share us with your feedback. And until next time, Stuart, let's tell our folks to have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend. I can't.